This is Triple R 102.7, and it's time for local and or general. My name's Ryan Egan, with you tonight until midnight, playing new Australian music with a focus on unsigned artists and local independent releases. And a few things coming in this week, but because it's public holiday, it's a little bit more of a slim pickings than usual. So I'll wade my way through some of the music that's been coming in over the last fortnight, and also tell you about some of the shows that are happening in Melbourne this week and play some artists as well. That was The Holy Rose, a guy called Gareth Edwards, who played for many years in a band called Sandro. He's put out three records, though, as The Holy Rose. The latest is called The Hills Are Alive, and that's a song from it called Living Scared. He now lives in Brisbane and is coming to town this week to play a couple of shows. He's being helped out by Dave on drums from the Black Level Embassy. He'll be at Bar Open on Thursday with The Small Knives, and then on Saturday night, he'll be with the Dumb Earth, Cam Butler, and the Orb Weavers at the After Dark. Actually, I've got a feeling that Hugo Race has joined him for that Friday show now, perhaps in replacement of the Dumb Earth. But check your local gig guide for more info. Thursday at Bar Open, Friday at the After Dark in Northcote, The Holy Rose. We'll have a listen now to something brand new from a local female singer-songwriter who I've had as a guest on my show before, and she's very lovely and writes beautiful music, and I was very excited to receive this record this week. It's from Lucy Thorne. The CD is called Where Night Birds Call, and this is a track called Great Wave.
She's laughing sweetly down by the record store on our street, while the children bump and hustle by the door.
What I think is the fairly unmistakable sounds of a local band called The Spoils, and they're launching their brand new single this week on Friday night at the Tote with James McCann and the Dirty Skirt Band, Dan Luscombe and Black Pony Express. The new track is called The Spell, and it features a couple of really great B-sides too, well worth picking up if you're going along to the gig this Friday at the Tote. Before that, we heard from a local guy called Blake Scott, fairly new on the scene. He's got a song out. It's called Down by the Record Store, and he plays around with his band, The Festival of Stable Living. You may be able to catch him around. This new single being released through Flashpoint Records and Shock. Before that, we heard from the Little Stevies, and they've got a single out as well. The track is called Dear Daniel, but I wasn't such a fan of it. I like the B-side. It's called Beth's Song. And we heard in there as well from Lucy Thorne at the top with Great Wave from her brand new record she's going to be launching in the next couple of weeks. The CD's called Where Night Birds Call. Lucy Thorne, we had Great Wave. This is Triple R. It's 25 minutes past 10 o'clock. My name's Ryan Egan. Good to have your company playing new Australian music from now until midnight.
The Spoils launch their brand new single, The Spell, at The Toad, Friday 16th of March.
Local band there called The Razor Cartel and their track, The Shakedown. You can catch them playing this week on Sunday evening with The Codebreakers, The Good Intentions and The Wellingtons Acoustic and The Vacant Lanes at The Tote. And doors open 3:30 p.m. It's actually an afternoon-evening barbecue show. $7 to get in. And you can feast on the music and also great snags as well. Razor Cartel playing another show this week too on Friday evening with Joni Lightning, Radio Odyssey and Goodnight Giant at the Rob Roy Hotel in Fitzroy. Before Razor Cartel, we heard Bit by Bats and a brand new debut full-length record for the band, Go, Go, Go. It's out through Shiny, and we heard a track from it called Apartment. Originally based in Adelaide, but have relocated to Melbourne in the last year or so, and it's great to be able to hear some tunes from their full-length CD, featuring some old tracks as well, Dance the Dance and Neon Flux, I think I recognised, and also the brand new single, 161. We heard as well from Souls on Board, Melbourne band, and their EP Bloodface, a track called Fingers. It's out through Low Transit Industries, who are celebrating, I think, 4 years in a couple of weeks' time. So congratulations and happy birthday, Low Transit Industries. Souls on Board are playing this week. You can catch them with Sparkadia on Thursday at the Tote with Window and Game Boy Game Girl. It's Sparkadia's EP launch. We heard as well in that set from Red Ghost, that was the female vocals in there, a woman from Sydney called Rosa Agostino. And she does the artwork as well as all the music for this project called Red Ghost. The CD is called Brittle Times, and we heard the title track. It's out through SVT, Soviet Records, and Chatterbox as well. And we heard Sparkadia right at the top there, a track taken from their EP, Things Behind the Sun. We heard Last Thing You Need. They're from Sydney, putting out through Boundary Sounds, and in town this week, playing a bunch of shows. Thursday at the Tote, also Saturday at Click Click. And I think they're playing on Friday as well with Bells Will Ring at The Laundry, who are just putting on bands again upstairs in their venue there. It's 10:45. You're with Triple R 102.7. This is Local and/or General, and in case you haven't heard, last week is the very final Local and/or General ever, winding up the show for the very last time. Hope you can tune in next week for my guests Mum Smokes and Amaya Law-Sarika. I'll also be working my way back through some of my favourite records of the last 8 years. I can't believe it's that long. So plenty to get through next Monday from 10 p.m. And if you're just about to nod off now, have a great sleep and hope you can join me next week. Some more music now though. And this week, I reckon the pick of the gigs is happening at the Retreat Hotel. It's part of the Brunswick Music Festival, I think, on this week, Brunswick Festival. And on Saturday afternoon in the beer garden of the Retreat, a bunch of bands are playing, including Gaslight Radio, Jay Walker, Grand Salvo, Laura Jean, Chef's Demission, Emily Ullman, and Single Twin, which is the solo project for Marcus from Dolores. It's $20 to get in, and it looks like being a wonderful afternoon featuring cabaret, burlesque dancers, the Town Bikes, a magician as well, and tickets are selling very fast, so get your hands on them for this Saturday at the Retreat. And we'll have a listen to Wagons now, who are also playing. And I've dug back into the archives to pick up a compilation CD, which is called You Can't Hide Your Love Forever, a tribute to Gene Clark, who was once a member of the Byrds. And Wagons pop up on here with the Gene Clark tune. This is Through the Morning, Through the Night.
Tell you I will try to understand.